7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Gotham City. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Blank Man Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Meteor Man Fortner. What's going on, M&M?
Stolen car, not stolen, probably never will be. It's much too old and smoking weed and feeling fine in my Leckville 79.
Woo, woo. That was perfect. That was perfect, man. How you feeling, bro?
I apologize to anybody. I'm not the singer in my family. That's my mama or my daddy's. I was the comic book drawing guy. But it's that kind of day, man. I'm trying to stay positive, bro. You already know what time it is, man. Always want to do this once again, you know, running the rundown with the rundown. I'm kind of excited about the list today with the upcoming week. And just trying to stay on the brighter side of shit, man. You know how I go with the tribe.
Hell yes. If this is your first time joining us, this is a video game show. If you did not get that from the name, then why are you here? No, I'm kidding. Please stick around. We are going to talk about video games. Me and Todd get together every week. We talk about the video games we've been playing, some news in the roundtable, and occasionally we break down a top seven, especially when you got a low to no news cycle. Nothing's coming out. There's no video games dropping. Nothing to talk. So we're going to do a top seven this week. Todd, what is our top seven this week for the people?
Hey, man, it's plenty of shit to talk about, bro. We going to bust down the top seven superheroes, though. We did heroes previously. If you want to check out our overall hero protagonist episode, that's a few episodes back. You can check that out on Anchor Podbean. Will be easy to get to it anywhere. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
But this one, we kind of pinned down superhero games and superheroes in games, not just like the... Because, like, in the previous episode, remember we got into a debate about if Mario was a hero or actually a zero?
Yeah, he's actually an asshole. Like, right. I've come to the conclusion Mario's an asshole. Luigi's always getting this shit. Luigi's a bad dude. Koopa's just trying to do his thing. Like, maybe Mario's the dick. I'm just saying.
Right.
Like, it's possible. Now, I still like playing as that little Italian plumber because it's classic gaming and I'm jumping on Goomba's heads and I'm just fucking shit up left and right and that's dope. But Mario is a fucking asshole, and I love it. I got 3 Mario shirts, but he's an asshole.
What if Mario was my Uncle Vinny on meth?
there'll be
minimal Sonic the Cocaine Head. Sonic the Cocaine Head.
Sonic the Cocaine! Yes! He's not Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nah, it won't be that. Like, so it's just about the superheroes, man. We got Spider-Man coming out this week.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So, fuck it.
It was a good timing.
Special shout-out to Bootius Bob.
Yes. Yes, this list is from Bootiest himself. He sent us a bunch of lists. This is great. And if you got show ideas, hit us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod, and Twitter @stt_pod. Enough of me laying down the social media. You guys fucking know what time it is.
No, fuck all that. Double back. Hit that email.
Yes, we got the email.
podcast@gmail.com. Hit that email. Fuck with us. Let us know. We'll talk Bootiest Bob. That's all I got to say. If you're just new to the show, go back, listen to a couple of shows. It's in depth. We can't let the people, you know, try to make us disappear like Bob Lazar.
I think that's
my last. Shout out Alex Jones and Louis Farrakhan.
Got to get the Alex Jones shout out. Lizard people, if you're listening, I want in, Lizard and Mole people. That's all I'm saying. You guys have the best chili in the world. I'm just saying. It's got to be, right? It's got to be. Yes, we did have an email last week from none other than Shanice. Shanice, she emailed us. She said, this last episode was awesome. By the way, the last episode, go back and check it out. Me and Todd had a song reaction where we talked the song, was it Racist or Racism?
By Abram Calhoun?
Yes, by Abram Calhoun. Yes, it was the song, Racism was the name of the song. Adam Calhoun, I think, but we kept calling him Abram because we're getting biblical in this bitch.
I'm just saying, man, you know Jeremiah Johnson.
Jeremiah Johnson. Great fucking movie. Robert Redford with a beard. He looks at bears. He stares in the mirror. And he's just like, what have I done with my life? I love Jeremiah Johnson. That's such a good fucking movie. I'm on a whole new level this week, man. I had my Diet Coke this morning. So I've had some caffeine.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. It went something like this. Anyway, I've been saying that all damn week. I got to get on this email. Shanice, you were awesome to email us about that last episode. You said this last episode was awesome. I always subtly appreciated your guys' relationship race-wise. I myself have been subjected to many different kinds of racism, be it for color, gender, or language. Being born to a black father and white mother was tough in Montreal, Quebec. Yep, good old French Canadian here. So my parents actually moved provinces so I wouldn't have to be a victim of bullying, since it was, and still is, pretty bad in that area. I guess I just wanted to say thanks. Even though you're the video game podcast that does whatever the fuck they want, the discussion was super meaningful to me, and I'll definitely be going to give racism a watch later. Though, who is ever going to top Gambino? Stay humble. Hell yes! Thank you for that email, Shanice. I'm glad we could touch on that subject. I mean, I think it was an important one, Todd. How you feeling about that email?
I mean, you know how I feel about that, bro. I mean, and look, okay, come on, man. Buddhism is our religion, or my religion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, just... Tabernacle Church. You know what I'm saying? Like, in every way. Like, shout out to Canada. I hope y'all don't lose Kawhi. It's not looking good, though. Looks like he's going to the Clippers of LA.
Yeah.
Lakers. But I don't know. We'll see. That'll be interesting. But nah, that's always super dope, bro. Like, we still do need to get them. We got to figure out some shit to get that shirt out, like, so we can give her a shirt, bro. Like, flat out. Like, but we'll work on that, man. But nah, you know, it's exciting. I mean, she needs the shit. Anyway,
yeah.
That email gave me chills.
That email gave me chills.
Right.
Shout out
Big Willie. I got to shout out Matthew Tango too, man. He made me get, speaking of a little bit of games, like with the Destiny 2, I actually re-downloaded Destiny 2. Matthew Tango, I know you beat it. I'm going to still try to fuck with you on it, but I'm going to keep it real. I fuck with Destiny. I get why people are going to it. I think I'm just a hater, so I remember why, like, I deleted it initially. Like, maybe I could find time to get into it, but I had to fuck with you on that because I know we're supposed to play.
And shout out to Jamie Greenberg. Bought a t-shirt, posted it in the tribe. Bought a t-shirt and posted it. That was a sick looking t-shirt with our logo on there, man. I like that look. I like
and
that
what's
color.
Cool, what's cool about him is, like, he said, you know, that's what he do for a living, printing shirts. We probably need to holler at the motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? Link up. But, you know, he said it was good quality. You know what I'm saying? So for somebody that do that type of shit to co-sign on that, that's highly appreciated. Information, you know what I'm saying? Hit that email. Shout out to Harricon for making a random Harley Davidson, the Marlboro Man, reference in Discord. Yeah,
Harley
I see
Davidson
it.
And the Marlboro
I
Man.
I'll always be in the Discord,
holy
but I'll be
shit.
Hovering, I'll be lurking like a motherfucker, straight emoji eyes, you know what I'm saying? And you always gotta, you know, respect. Come on, man, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
That movie's so
I just want
crazy.
That sequel with Jeremiah Johnson in it, you know what I'm saying?
Dude. Hell yeah. Oh, that's a fucking nutty movie. I love that movie. It's insane. So insane.
I know he's supposed to hop into the motherfucking list too. You know what I'm saying? Because this is going to be a fun one, I think.
Hell yeah.
But I did want to ask you one thing before we get into it, because I know you're going to get the stadium. You're going to bite the bullet. From what I've been seeing, though, like, I saw a little bit about stadium. It's not looking good. Like most things that are new. You know what I'm saying? But, like, have you seen anything with that? Or, like, is it anything with that going on?
As far as the news for Stadia is concerned, I've seen some early impressions from different people who have... It's been mixed. It's been mixed to a degree. Going to Google and Googling Stadia also is, kind of interesting. But a lot of the talk right now is going around the ISP data caps being a problem. The games not being cheaper than the PS4 or Xbox One version. And some of the exclusive deals they thought they were going to get are starting to fall out. So it's not looking good. A lot of the criticisms are coming to bite them, and a lot of the criticisms revolve around pricing model, exclusives falling out, and the fact that ISPs have data caps now. So it's starting to screw up. It's bad news out the gate. Let's put it like this. When you have this much bad news going out the gate, it's going to be hard for people to jump on board to early adoption with this type of technology, especially when it relies on fucking streaming. Like, streaming in your data caps and prices. Like, explain to me the benefit of having a streaming system, and I understand the price point is good as far as for people who don't have another access to it, but if you've already got a PS4 and an Xbox One, and the games that are coming out, you're still going to have to pay for, even if you got the service, or at least pay some type of cost for them, and the cost is not cheaper than me going out to buy a disc at a GameStop or a Walmart or Best Buy or order on Amazon or buy it digitally, where's the benefit? Where's my benefit here? Especially at the end of the day, if it's going to fuck up my data cap and all of a sudden I'm going to have to pay more on the cost on the end of my internet provider. Where's my cost benefit here? That's what I want to know. I mean, I'm going to bite that bullet. I'm luckily, like, I've gotten one of the only plans left in our area that's not data capped. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, bite that bullet, give it its 3 months, give you updated reviews, give you guys an idea and impression. I don't want to speak too early, but the bad news early, you know, the early talks around it are not good for the stadium.
From the way it's sounding, it sounds like you're not biting a bullet. It sounds like you're biting the apple.
I'm biting the apple.
Apple of destruction.
I'm biting the poison apple. Man, I'm jumping in that boat with Eve. Let's bite that sin, the first original sin. Let's do it.
You over there with your uncapped satanic snake cables.
How'd you get that uncapped data? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. The things I had to do.
Why do you see your fingers bleeding? Why do you have a shirt that says Il Luma?
I don't know.
I can't stop being fucking ridiculous. Nah, but that's real. But you know what, though, with all of that, I didn't want to. I know you can go hard. That's why I asked you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what that as much toxicity that's in the culture overall in video gaming, with it being such a huge, you know, just money grab right now, gold mine. We touched on it last week when you were breaking down how, you know, over the last 8 years, it's grossed more money than the entertainment in movies and music that we get
together
combined, like tripled it damn near. So it's one of those things where it's the premise of the show.
Yeah.
Like Stadia, kind of all these different people still have a sense of dissent and still are like, nah, I don't know about this shit, and still trying to have some control over a medium or hobby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different type of people, but sensible, coming together around some shit. You know, if it's underbaked and it's not ready yet, then so be it. And generally, for the most part, you know, I think the gaming culture still does well with that. Like on broad, massive things, like when Xbox tried to come out and go all digital too early, on broad things, it's just when you pin down and have, you know, subjective arguments about, you know, subcategories within the overall, the micro, not the macro. I think macro-wise, the gaming industry still makes a way, and I can still be proud. So that's dope.
Oh, for sure, man. But, in you know, one last point that I want to make, for anybody considering getting the Stadia early, I would probably, you know, advise not to. I would give that shit a chance to get out and, you know, start getting updates. Because here's the thing that people are not talking about, Todd. The thing that people don't, I don't see this in the news cycle at all. Google themselves has a general history of when a project is not successful out the gate, they dump that bitch. They just, because they got the money to do it. They got the money to just abandon ship. And so be very wary if you are going to buy the Stadia, that if it is not successful, there may be a chance that it will not be around in 6 months and all those servers will be dead. Because that's going to be a problem for the developers who sign exclusivity deals, the streaming content, anybody who relies on that system too long. Now, it may make a good headway for solid projects later on from people in the gaming industry who should be in the gaming industry, like Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo. Fuck you, Google. Get out of my games. Nah, I'm going a little too far.
That was deep, bro. Yeah, I was about to say, look, I shouldn't have got you started. Shout
you
out.
You got me started.
I shouldn't have got you started. I got to say this, too.
Lizard people.
Days gone. Days Gone is been defeated. Like, if to say that officially, it was already done previously, but Days Gone finally was defeated.
Nice.
That's fucking ridiculous. And I went back to another game.
Which one?
Right after.
Which one? I gotta know.
I'm not spoiling alerted. We're gonna talk about it probably later.
Okay.
But yeah, there it is.
That'll work. Yeah, I'm ready, man. Let's do this. Top 7 heroes in video games or top 7 superhero games themselves. Todd, why don't you get started with us with your number 7, my friend?
No problem, man, because you've been holding it down the past couple of weeks.
Thank you. And you promised me last week. You promised me.
And I deliver. And I shall, you know, we're going to start off with the cheating list. Keep in mind, people, that these are just our favorite experiences for whatever reason. There's no kind of, you know, hey, this is the better fucking game. Nah, man. In fact, what I'm about to say makes no goddamn sense at all. You know what I'm saying? Once again, shout out the email. Holler at us. Let us know. But my game, I'm cheating because it's not like I couldn't really pin down a game, but it spawned in anything.
Yes, yes.
So I could say if I wanted to do it, it would be like Spawn in Soul Calibur 2 or like, you know, there's horrible games out there like the original 1995 Acclaim Spawn. Like, I'm going to date myself. But the reason why is because I can't preemptively say, okay, Spawn in Mortal Kombat 11 is going to be one of, I just have a feeling that shit is going to be dope. Like, I got back on Mortal Kombat 11 finally after, you know what I'm saying, I did what I had to do, whatever, with the other shit. So now I'm getting back to the rotation. And I'm not getting anybody else other than Spawn, bro. Like, it's that big of a deal. And that's how much I dig Mortal Kombat 11. Just the idea, the mention of him being in the game this year and out of the Soul Calibur-ness into the Netherrealm world in the MK11 universe.
Yes.
With the way they got Shang Tsung, I had to just put him in there just to have a reason. If we're going to talk about superheroes, it's really just an excuse for me to just talk about Spawn again.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's literally, you know.
Dude, anytime you get a chance to talk about Spawn, we got to talk about Spawn. Right?
Michael Jai White.
Yes!
John Leguizamo. Todd McFarlane.
John Leguizamo is that fat clown. That's hilarious to me. And he's so good in it, too.
Right.
I love that movie. It's awful, but I love like that movie.
I legit just cheated, though. So that's how they... Welcome again.
Welcome to the motherfucking show.
That's it. There it is, man. We've been dealing with a motherfucking hour and a half, 2 hours. So come on, man. I'm telling you, we need to invite a guest.
Yeah. We'll get somebody.
Van Zandt or goddamn Dr. Oz or something. But anyway, that's my number 7.
Dr. Oz? Let's get Dr. Oz
like,
on the show.
You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker gonna be like, how many nuts are y'all eating?
How much green juice do you drink?
Almond nuts are the best kind of nuts for you as you get older. Don't forget those pistachios. They're real good, too.
Dr. Oz, stop talking about nuts, please. Please. We have a religion on this show. You mean you created a cult? No, we have a religion. Get the fuck off
whoa,
our show.
Whoa.
I didn't say it. Dr. Oz said it.
Because, hold up, man. Don't get excommunicated.
I won't. I'm sorry.
I don't even know if that's a real word, but
how much chili do I need to offer at the temple,
bro,
of the Buddhists?
It's not a cult, people.
It's not.
It is. It's something spiritual, kind of like the Avatar.
Yeah, I guess we ought to stop. The FBI just texted me. They said, we heard what you're doing. Please stop. All right.
Nah, but that's number 7. Pick a fucking trash game with Spawn in it, and I'm at least fuck with it. All right,
yeah,
that's how
yeah.
This is. Yeah, hit us up on the email because it's how I just trigger some people. This isn't a proper list. I came here for proper video game lists.
If you came here for anything proper, get the fuck out of here. We're not proper.
Oh yeah. Disclaimer. Talk about what the fuck you like.
Yes.
So that's my number 7. What's your number 7, good sir?
My number 7 comes all the way from the Super Nintendo days. Not a great game, but it's one I have fond memories of. Super Nintendo, Spider-Man and Venom, Maximum Carnage. Coming all the way back from Acclaim. It's a not good game. It's really not. It's okay. It's got clunky controls. It's got kind of lazy design. But as a little fat kid watching Spider-Man on Fox every Saturday morning, and I get the chance to play as Spider-Man, and then you put Carnage and Venom in the game, I'm sold, dude. I am 100% sold. I played this game more than almost any Super Nintendo game I owned. more than fucking Super Mario World, more than Sunset Riders, more than Final Fantasy VI. Like, this was one of those games that I played constantly because I'm watching Spider-Man on television, eating my Cheerios, be real, and eating my Lucky Charms, and I'm really trying to get all the marshmallows I can. I'm not even really eating Cheerios, which are heart healthy for you. But I'm watching Spider-Man. This game comes out. Got this game going, and I am just fucking loving it. I'm fucking singing around going, Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. And I'm fucking sitting there looking at Carnage, and he's a gross-looking bastard, and it's awesome, and shit's crazy, and my friends are coming over, and my mom's yelling at us, and she's telling us to go outside. No, Mom! I'm playing my video game! Leave me alone! That's my memory, and I love it. That's my number 7.
That's dope. Look, check this out, though. I appreciate you giving the disclaimer of Cheerios being heart healthy. Are you also taking your baby aspirins every day to regulate your blood pressure?
Every day. Every day. I take my baby aspirin every day. My doctor says...
You have a samurai sword signed by Randy Jackson?
Of course. How do you know this? How do you know my life?
Hey, man, thank y'all for rocking with us, man. We do what we can every week for y'all. Because it's like a cyclical thing, man. It's a circle of life in a healthy way.
I've also got a fedora signed by Paula Abdul, just to let you know.
I don't know. You know, like, that story sounds amazing.
I know. Where did you meet Paula Abdul?
Young Paula?
Young Paula Abdul. All
right. We got to stay focused.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it, man. We're tripping. What's your number 6, Todd?
All right. Shit. All right, bro. All right. Before we say 6 too much and it turns into the Mark of the Beast.
Oh, Iron Maiden's coming down.
I get my cheat ones out the way. Marvel Ultimate Alliance. All right. I always talk about this game.
Love this game.
About superheroes or superhero anything. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea. I can dig that. I'm not mad at that. But co-op wise, you know, Marvel Ultimate Alliance is ridiculous. And of course, I'm looking forward to Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 for my motherfucking Switch. You dig? So, I mean, just the fact that you would be able to play as the X-Men, the way they encapsulated that experience, man. You know, Fantastic Four, however the fuck you wanted to put the shit together. You know what I'm talking about? That was dope. And then you could mix and match. You know what I mean? And then, like, I always thought it was fly. I mean, feel how you want. But it's always cool to, like, have the all-black team every now and then, even though it was kind of lame. Like, but it would be hard because you get Black Panther, Storm, Luke Cage. Who the fuck else was the other nigga? Fuck.
Man, always, I used to build that same team, and I'm trying to remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But anyway, but it's just the fact that you can mix and match. You know what I'm saying? You can have an all-female team, an all-strong team, the whole nine in the story. It was pretty dope to me. And I just love those experiences, you know what I'm saying? Busting down Dr. Doom and the whole nine. So I really like the actual series, you know what I'm saying? And that's one if we talk about superheroes, bro, like, y'all just get ready. Unless Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is like an extreme disappointment for me, which is going to be pretty difficult, it's going to stay on the list for the foreseeable motherfucking future.
Hell yes.
That's my number 6. Good sir.
Todd, that is also my number 3. Marvel Ultimate Alliance is my number 3 this week.
Damn, you should have told me, bro.
Yeah, Man, I'm with you, though. You said it. You summed it up perfectly. It's everything about that game and getting all the heroes in one place. I like the play style. I like the isometric view. I love that game. That game is a beautiful game. It's just flat out a beautiful fucking game. My number 6, GameCube, PS2, talking about the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Just running around the city, just busting shit up.
I don't have to talk about this one.
Woo!
Sorry. Go ahead. All right.
I love this game, dude. I absolutely love the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. It's by far one of the best experiences in what it feels like to actually be the Hulk. Throwing tanks, busting up buildings, city streets, fighting motherfuckers. Like, the whole game itself is just exactly what it needed to be. It was Hulk on a rampage. It had a decent little storyline, had a pretty cool little vibe on a quote-unquote open world style. Like, I really love that game. It's just one of those, it reminds me so much when we started looking at this list, how much we need a good Hulk game. just right. a really, really solid open world style Hulk game with a really, really solid pin story. Something for the modern generation, because I think it would just be a blast. Sometimes you like to get in a game and just cause complete chaos and destruction. And that was this version. That Anarchy! Was Marvel's version. Yeah, Sorry. Exactly.
But yeah.
No, it's 100% correct, man. It was just anarchy and insanity and General Thunderbolt Ross and the Red Hulk. Like, everything about that game I absolutely love. The powers, the way you could jump, the way you could slam your fist, you really felt like you were playing as the Hulk. And I think that they really translated that well, and we need that in this upcoming generation. I think a standalone Hulk game would be a blast. So that is my number six. That is my number six, The Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. I played it on the GameCube myself, and it's one of those things that I still have very fond memories of. Todd, what is your number five, my friend?
Oh, man. We are going to go with Deadpool.
Yes!
Because the games age well to me, as far as just specific to superhero games. When it first came out, I thought it was way too cheesy, and it was some things that I didn't really like about it. But if you want to just talk about it, like capturing a character
mm-hmm.
in a video game and balancing it out with the dual weapons and, you know, of course, him with the classic breaking the fourth wall and just the way it looked, it was just the super cheesiness of it and the foolishness of it. Maybe it's just nostalgia, but when we think about this is one, like the previous games with the Spawn and the Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I said that was kind of cheating because, okay, if we're just going to talk about flat out like superhero games with a superhero like focus, like with one person, because it's a bunch of shit. Like I could have put the original X-Men arcade game on there for
Hell
that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But like Deadpool captures that, like you touched on with the Hulk. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to get more into like specifically the, you know, what it would feel like to be these characters. And I would imagine that for Deadpool, with the insanity aspect of it, it kind of takes it there for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how he would see it. And it's just great.
Like, it is,
outside
man.
Of the movies themselves, with Ryan Reynolds, it's one of the better, you know, experiences that you're going to ever have with the character of Deadpool. Like, if you're a Deadpool fan, you know, I got Deadpool on right now. You know what I'm saying? So that should just let you know. Rocking the hat. We need to get a Buddhism is the religion hat. Like, and I'm thinking, like you said, we should go ahead and have the mountain shaped like the booty and put the, you know what I'm saying? So it's not disrespectful to the deity.
Hell yes. Deity, nah, man, I agree with you.
Bad. I got completely out. That's my number five. That's my number five. My bad, bro. What about you?
Excellent choice, my friend. Excellent choice, dude. Deadpool is such a fucking classic. The whole thing with having Nolan North talking to Nolan North is hilarious to me. And it's just, you're right. It holds up. It holds up to this day. I think I ended up buying both the PS3 and the PS4 re-release, or the Xbox re-release. I think I bought the Xbox re-release. My number five comes all the way from 2004, and unless you have a PS2 or original Xbox, you cannot get this game anymore. It is The Punisher from 2004. The Punisher from 2004. Number one, The Punisher's always been a badass character. Just really, just legit has always been that dude who just, you went, when you went to The Punisher, to Marvel, you went for the violence. And the retribution and the anger. I even like the movie. The original one for the, not Dolph Lundgren one, yes, it's a shit movie. But the one from 2004 or 2003 with Thomas Jane and John Travolta. You know, that was an interesting take. But if you've never played this game, I highly recommend going to look up YouTube videos of it. It is super freaking violent. It is. He has these instant kills. It was inspired by Manhunt. Some of these insta kills he does in this game. But my favorite moment in a superhero video game is actually in this game. It is when you're trying to take out the mob and you're in the coffin and you hit X to pop out of the coffin with your giant gun and just start mowing people down inside this funeral. It's insane. It's like, what were you thinking? Like, you're going to do anything to make Marvel a thing. Because this was before the Marvel Cinematic Universe made them billions of dollars. This was when Marvel was still trying to find a way to grasp how they were going to do it. So they did this ultra violent game, and it's the Punisher. You have to fight Iron Man at one point, and he's hard as shit. And it's just a great game, man. I really, as somebody who loves like exploitation, violent video games, over the top, insane shit, this game is insane to the nth degree. Like, there's scenes where you torture people. Like, it's just, it's crazy. I love The Punisher from 2004. My friend, that is my number five. What is your number four?
That's a dope-ass choice. My number four was Incredible Hulk, so I'll skip to my number three. But that was a dope-ass choice. I almost made it on my list. The only thing is, I was like, I don't want to. I need to go back and play that fucking game. Like, I know I played it, and I know it was great. I had a great experience with it, but I couldn't just pull it up and really remember the experience like that. So I look forward to going back and probably trying to fuck with that game some kind of way. But my number three, we're going to get through it now, man. These are the cliche ones, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I guess I got to do my number four real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do that real quick.
Right.
This won't take 2 seconds. My number four is Beautiful Joe. Beautiful Joe for the original GameCube. Great art style. It's got this kind of, it's a side-scroller beat-em-up video game of a superhero who gets transformed into a superhero. You move along a 2D path. It's got crazy action to it. It's got kind of this weird comic book meets manga style, if you will. You've got your time limits. It's just a fun game. Beautiful Joe, I spent a lot of time with. If you've played it, you know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. We need another Beautiful Joe. But that game was incredible for back in the day. The GameCube. That's my number four. Todd, what's your number three?
My number three is super cliche, but it goes back to my favorite just things overall pop culturally wise. And one of them is on your shirt, man. And that's going to be X-Men Origins, bro. The X-Men adaptation of, you know, from the movie or whatever, which I know is critically shitty, but you know, I even kind of dug that silly ass movie. But the video game itself, even though, like, back to Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I enjoy like being able to get the classic Wolverine suits, like the assassin suit, the different option, the different, you know, the classic yellow and blue suit. And though, you know, this wasn't that kind of game necessarily, it the healing factor on the game, the brutality of the game.
Oh, for and sure.
Just, like, I haven't really seen a game done like this since that game came out. I don't remember a game doing some of the things that it did, you know, before it. So, you know, if it's got one of my favorite comic book characters, period, like, it's Wolverine and Spawn. Those is my motherfuckers. In fact, if I'm missing a tad, it's my boy Logan. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, because of that, he got to be high up on the list, just straight up and down. You know what I mean? Those are like the personal things. Some of the shit, the last couple is going to be a little bit objective and super cliche, but this one might, and this one might be a little bit, but it's like legit for personal reasons. This was a dope kind of special game to me, period. Like the mechanics in it. I'm telling you, that, like, name another, what's another game that they did that?
See, that's the thing, is I'm glad you brought this game up because it almost made my list, but I didn't play enough of it.
Right.
But I loved every minute of it, and I've watched enough gameplay to where I'm like, I need to go back and get this, because this game was fucking incredible. It was super violent. If I remember correctly, the story was actually held in pretty high regard.
It's a great game, bro. Yeah. Like, it starts out insane. I know you played the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
With
I
the
played
helicopter
the beginning.
And shit,
oh, yeah.
Where you pull the motherfucker out of the helicopter and throw his head up into the propeller shits and knock his head off it, and you jump down like with no parachute. And like, it's just, it's dope. It's a brutal, beautifully brutal game, honestly. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it also, I think at the time, you know, most games that's associated with movies and shit, they automatically gonna get a bad rap just because of the feel of it, because people have been fucked so many times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that was a solid ass game. Like, that one I think still holds up too, bro. Like, you know. But yeah. That is my number three, good sir.
And my friend, my number three was Marvel Ultimate Alliance. So what is your number two?
Batman Arkham series, bro. But like,
mine too. That's my number two.
Come on, bro. We have to talk. Blah 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 blah.
They're classics.
Blah 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 blah.
They made a legitimately good Batman game. Like, that's...
I mean, it's the... I think it's a springboard foundation for the number one game that I know everybody should know what the number one game is. You know what I'm saying? We'll
it's
get
gonna
to
be
it.
Both of our number ones.
Yeah, that's easy. You know what I'm saying? But this is the foundation portion of it. You know what I mean? Like, I wish they would have did a couple of more things, like spread out more options. With like, you know how they had the DLC for Catwoman or Robin and all the other kind of shit. You know, I wish they would have. Did a few more. I wish they would come out with a new one that would do a few more things to kind of tie some of those characters in. I think that's what it is. But I literally buy this game. This is a game that I buy all the time. Like, I have it on every platform that I can.
I mean,
except, I mean, it's not going to be on the Switch.
Right? When PlayStation first released their PlayStation Now, I went and got downloaded Arkham City. And I was like, I played through that. I only played two games all the way through on PlayStation Now, and it was Arkham City, and it was Shadow of the Colossus, and that was it. Those are the only two that I went through all the way and played them all the way through. But bro, this is a classic series, man. Like, this is, it's an incredible Batman game. Arkham City, for me, is still my favorite one out of the series.
Arkham City, yeah, because Arkham Knight was a little bit weird with the tank car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I had to rate them, that would be the last one on my list, of course. But I just like that universe. And I mean, they did a great job of making you feel like Batman. Like, the Assassin's Creed series, I dug it, because by the time you beat the Assassin's Creed series, like a game, you felt like an assassin. Or Kratos, you feel like a god of war. You know what I'm saying? Like a god at something. Like, those games that have that immersive capability are always going to be something that, or anybody was going to gravitate towards. And Batman Arkham, just the series. But Arkham City, I'd agree with you. That's just a great experience, especially with the way they did the Joker, the storyline. It's a lot of things. It's a very layered, wonderful experience that takes advantage of so many years of lore. So that's the thing with these games. Like, they seem on the surface pretty, you know, whatever, like fucking nerds, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a lot of this shit is built into the fabrics of our society. In our beliefs and moral systems and shit like that. Batman has been around that long, and I ran on a little bit long, but I know this is both our number two. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, we kind of talked about it.
And I know what our number one is. I already know what both of our number one is.
Go ahead and do your thing.
It's Spider-Man. How do you get better? How do you get better than Spider-Man? The game, the swinging, the mechanics, the graphics, the engine, the traversal, the story... The Stan Lee cameo, the DLC, the suits, everything. New York, the way it looked. I mean, Spider-Man is the shit, man. And then, like, last year was a good Spider-Man year because you had Spider-Man, and then you had Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And now you got Spider-Man Far From Home coming out. Like, Spider-Man is, like, legit one of those things that we will always... I started my list with Spider-Man, I'm ending my list with Spider-Man. I started my life with Spider-Man, I'll end my life with Spider-Man. It's just the thing... that came out weird.
Hey, all jokes aside, let's not forget we got to do the RIP to Etika.
Yes.
That was random. Do. That's like a weird time to put that in there, I know.
It's what we do. But we will discuss that here, yeah.
At some point, but yeah, RIP to Etika. I really wasn't big into his content like that, but I saw even from afar. I almost tried to stray away from it. Like, I didn't want to dig into it more. I was just wishing, you know, things would turn around with that. But yeah, and I know that's real random. I just didn't want to forget that. You know what I'm saying? I know we talked about it before the show, and that just was a weird ass fucking story. Like, how he degraded into the river.
It was that was sad, man. We're gonna talk about that here in just a second. But Spider-Man, dude, number one, it's I don't know how you get better. I really don't. Doc Ock, everything about that game. Mary Jane, Miles is in the game. Like how do you get better than Spider-Man, except for Spider-Man 2 when it comes out? Like, hopefully. Fingers crossed. You know,
their game is so good, man. It's so good. Like,
it's a playground.
It's completely therapeutic. That's what the developer said before the game came out. And this is yet another game. When it came out, it was a controversy around it, and people shit on it. And that's part of the toxicity other culture, and I mean, we all a part of it sometimes, which is a reflection of a lot of shit that's going on right now that we should pay attention to. But it's stood up to water puddle gate or whatever the fuck it was, if you will.
Oh, like, yeah, that game, I forgot about
fucking,
that.
That game is fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I challenge anyone to pop that game on right now and just, you know, even do another run through on it and say you're not going to have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some asshole out there right now just like, it's me. Oh, yeah. Or somebody, look, that does, this does not count people. Shout out to the motherfucker that got vertigo from the game. Like,
yeah.
If you can't fit, if you physically get sick from the game, you're excluded from that. But yeah, Spider-Man, that's my dude right there. But Spider-Man, yeah, bro, that's like, I think that's just, this is subjective. All of this is subjective, but. Across the board, bro. I like, who the fuck, what superhero game's better?
That's there is none. There's just flat out none. I mean, it is the best superhero video game of all time for me.
And Spider-Man's had some good games. Like, I liked what is it, Shattered Dimensions, a web or something, or what, Spider-Man 2, the original
Spider-Man
one.
Spider-Man 2 came out on GameCube, PS2.
Like, a lot of the experience in this Spider-Man came from that Spider-Man, you know what I'm saying? Which is important and dope, you know what I mean? Spider-Man is had some great just appearances, but I believe before this game came out, Batman was easily the best overall rendition of any superhero, like with that kind of single player story. But yeah, bro, like, I am interested to find a motherfucker to be like, actually, it's not the best goddamn superhero game.
Well, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear your opinions. You know, hit us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, twitter@stt_pod, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. We want to know what your superhero game's on. Now, before we get to our also runs, we do, like we said, we wanted to say, you know, prayers and shout out, not shout out, but prayers. For Etika and everybody that's dealing with that. That's a really sad story, man. That's somebody in the gaming culture who made it big, essentially, and really was doing what they wanted to and their passion for a living. And, you know, mental health is a real thing. It is a real thing. Don't ignore your symptoms or signs if things start to happen. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to the tribe. Reach out to somebody to talk to. But ultimately, reach out to a counselor. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline if you're feeling some kind of way. 1-800-273-8255. Because ultimately, it's really a tragedy. It's, you know, I saw that I'm sorry video that Etika put up, and it was heartbreaking. It was really heartbreaking to watch that. You know, that's somebody in the gaming culture who had, quote unquote, made it, if you will, whatever that means. And as you see, sometimes success is not a cure for mental health. Let's put it like that. Success is not a cure for mental health. So take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Take care of your mind. Take care of where you're at personally. Do what you have to do to get better if you're struggling with something. Me and Todd talk about this all the time. Video games are one element that are crucial to helping with mental health or depression. But that's not everything. That's not going to be your entirety. It's holistically, you know, speak to yourself, man. But yeah, like we said, if you're struggling with anything, let somebody know. Because that was a sad, really sad, tragic event that occurred. You know, so a moment of silence for Etika. All right,
man.
So before we cut out, Todd, do you have any also runs on our top 7 superhero games?
Nope. Just wanted to say Little People. Little
People. And there it is. There it is. Of course. I was going to say stuff like Infamous. I had some fun with those. The Wonderful 101 from the Wii U era. The Injustice games. Not a big fighting fan game, but those are fun. Deadpool, of course. You mentioned Deadpool. Spawn in anything. Spawn in anything. 100% agree with that. That's an excellent, excellent choice, my friend. Let us know what your thoughts
are. They have never really made a good Spawn game. No.
Please
make a goddamn good Spawn game, Todd McFarlane, and get it together, man. I know you got the juice. Come on, bro.
Yes.
Let's make that shit happen. Make a proper Spawn game. Maybe when they come out with the Jamie Foxx movie. And you going to see the Spider-Man movie, bro?
Yeah.
I've heard some things, man.
I'm gonna
anybody
see
that All right, if y'all want to, we might talk about it if the folks watching and bring it up, man. But that's pretty much all I got for this one, man.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Man, that's it. That's all we got. That's all we got. And as we always do before we sign off,
out.
Stay humble.
Stay humble. Bundle.